John Loeb was in his den having a snooze before dinner.
Yeah.
Anyway, he had the TV on, and he heard a fire truck. It was on TV, right?
On TV.
Anyway.
He didn't know that. He heard a fire truck.
He didn't know. He thought that...
He heard a fire truck.
What's that?
Okay.
He didn't know that the fire truck was on TV.
But this part doesn't need to be told yet.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, this...
That's what I'm saying. I gotta write it down, see?
No, but I want you to
trace this.
Why, you don't think this is the best part?
This is two stories. This is a John Loeb story and a dad story.
Okay,
right?
Go ahead. So John Loeb woke up in the den, heard a fire truck.
Yes.
Okay, what happened next?
So he jumped up, ran to the door, look out, see what was going on. And when he did, his dentist happened to be cooking dinner at the time. When he opened the door, all the steam flew out through the door, right?
Okay.
Anyway, so...
Threw out from the door or the window?
Steam from what?
Steam from the dinner. I said she was cooking dinner.
It flew out through the window or the door?
The steam just went out through the door when she...
But he was out... He went out through the door.
He opened the door. Look out.
Sunday dinner in a small kitchen.
Okay.
You know all the steam it produces, right?
Everyone. It happened all the time.
Yeah.
So he opened the door and the steam went out through the door.
Okay.
You know, out to the air. Anyway, his neighbor, Mr. Bussey, happened to be out putting out clothes, and he saw her over there, and he said, Floss, her name, where's the fire, right? She looked over, and all she saw was, but she saw the smoke coming out through the door, and she looked over, and she heard him say fire, right? That's all she heard him say fire, and she saw the steam, but she saw the smoke. So she had a clothing basket, you know, she was bringing in her clothes. She dropped the clothes and took off running up to the fire station in Valencia.
And Dad looked at Mom and said, what's wrong with Floss? She just threw her clothes on the ground and ran. Where is she? What's going on? What, is she crazy?
So he went back in the house, right? In the meantime, Floss did run up to the fire station, was close to where they lived. She went up.
They forgot about it at this point. He did.
Yeah.
Almost. Just like, oh, Floss is crazy.
Yeah.
He still listened to it, but obviously she wasn't giving him the answer.
Yeah.
So he went in and...
She went...
She went down up to the fire station, and she had to break a glass to pull on an arm. Like, you don't need a glass if you got a break, right?
At the fire station?
At the fire station. Yeah, because there's volunteer fires. Like, there's not people there all the time.
No, okay.
So anyway, she had to find a box somewhere to stand up on the thing because she's too short and shit. To keep from youngsters, right? Anyway, so she managed to get a rock and smash the glass and pull the handle. And so that was a sign for all the volunteers around to go and go to the fire station. Anyway, she went back and saw one of them happened to be coming by, one of the volunteers too. He was at the station. She said there's fire at John Lewis's, right? So anyway, they got the guys together and all the firemen took in the truck, went down to John Lewis, knocked at the door, and they said, we heard we got the report there's a fire here in the house. John Lewis said, no fire here. They said, you sure? I said, there's fire at Ennis's house. He said, it must be Jack Ennis and Jersey Side. And they said, we don't know where it is.
Southeast.
Okay.
Even better.
Right? Yeah. Southeast. Anyway, so... John Lewis said, hang on, I'll get the truck with you. So he got on the truck with him.
It's like Kramer in the truck.
Yeah. So John Lewis got the truck and off they went to Southeast. And they got up there to a fellow named Jack Ennis's. And no fire there. He said, must be Jack Ennis and Jersey Side. This other Jack Ennis said, right?
Right.
So they went to one Jack Ennis's in Southeast. With John Jack, same name.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so they got on the truck and...
Did Jack get on the truck too?
No.
Collecting John Ennis's around town.
Collecting Jack Ennis.
Had to get a picture of all of them together at the end.
So anyway, off they headed out to Jersey Side. By this time, they were starting to get a little bit,
Maybe. Yeah.
They got over there, of course, this fellow's in half off asleep or something. So the firemen were getting a bit irritated. This anyway, they Yeah, it's supposed to be something falls in their arm or leaks up or something. Anyway, they went back, and the police, of course, had to get involved because it was a, you know, fire, and they didn't know what was going on. Next day, the fireman came down to Innocence.
The policeman
came down to Innocence. And they said they had to...
Meanwhile, Mom and Dad and Mrs. Bussey had figured out what happened.
Okay.
In their head, right? They sort of... Yeah.
Because she came back and...
Yeah, because
they said, what happened?
What's going on? Where's John? John's gone now in the truck, but she gets that. Anyway.
How would your mom, like, would she find that really funny to tell?
Well, this is what happened. The police went in to, you know, see what happened. And Mom and Floss started to laugh, and they couldn't stop laughing. And the police was getting, like, thinking, this is RCMP, right? Like, are you... Yeah, they were more suspicious than more
right.
laughing. They
like,
couldn't
like
stop
a
laughing.
Like hoax almost, right? You know?
Well, it's very, very funny.
Yes, she said...
Oh, is that the end?
I was going to go to rest then. Well, that was the epilogue, right, for the policeman coming down and finally...
And they couldn't deal with it.
Yeah, well, and finally, because it was Mom and Dad, they knew that this is impossible for them. They would never do that. You know?
Right, yeah. It would be a strange change of character to be making false alarms on fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
See why I'd rather write it.